In these great 50 days after Easter, Jesus continues his resurrection tour. On tour, he's shown up multiple times with the disciples as he promised to. We've seen him with the women at the tomb, in the upper room, on the road to Emmaus. In our gospel lesson this morning, we finish the reading for the last verses of the book of Luke, and we find that Jesus is still on tour. Earlier in the chapter, Jesus had been out walking with the disciples on the Emmaus Road without them even perceiving his presence. They are still gobsmacked by the reality that Jesus could have been with them, and they didn't even know it. Sometime later, the account doesn't tell us how long, Jesus shows up again. Peace be with you. I'm back. Despite now having experienced multiple post-resurrection experiences, the disciples were still most comfortable with their go-to explanation. It's a ghost, rather than Jesus having shown up with them. Jesus even eats broiled fish in front of them as proof of his living status. Is this shock and doubt? Over the last month, we looked at what Jesus is calling us to do with the time between when we've heard the good news of Easter and are empowered by the Holy Spirit to deploy throughout the world to the diaspora of Pentecost. In the meantime, while we are in quarantine, sheltering at home, while our lives are different than we expected, what are we called to do? Throughout the Bible, there are 153 times that the words awe and wonder are chosen. By far, the most significant preponderance of them is in Psalms and the book of Acts, which follows directly from this time of resurrection appearance we heard about just a bit ago. Jesus performs acts of awe and wonder. The disciples of the Old and New Testament are receptive and in awe of those wonders God has made known. Learning or relearning awe reorients your worldview to a creator focus. Now, the opposite of awe is cynicism. You will know that you have developed cynicism or glimpsed another cynic in your midst by these words. I have seen it before. Nothing can amaze me. Been there, done that. We don't really need to do that anymore. That doesn't matter. The source for awe is where God has been seen, but this recommendation is solid. Develop a daily sense of awe. The God of all creation, who created the world, who redeems humanity, is sustaining us. As the disciples encounter the resurrection time with curiosity and awe, they become open to the possibilities of what God has in store. Do it as it is for us. Awe assists us with the journey to move towards the edge of what's possible for humanity. So we're invited, you and I, to develop a daily sense of awe. It's been my joy as I've been connecting with many of you in these shelter-in-place times to hear about what brings you that sense of awe right now. It's where you've been finding the very presence of God in these days. From the blooming trees around us that reminds us that creation continues and God is still compassionate and caring. This growing world gives us hope. For those of you who've been out walking and with some additional time, there's incredible insight from nature. Your amazing discoveries of the intricacies of God's creations, like the ants. that connect you closer to God's compassion and goodness in others. Contemplating the live activities of an ant when you feel busy, as well as insight for how you might better relate to your coworkers, your children, and the community that's all around you. Now, for us who don't get a chance to get out, or on the days when it's raining, there's a second way to cultivate our daily dose of awe through a litany of facts about creation. Matthew Fox has written this litany from Project Awe. Would you listen with me? Matter is frozen light. And for each molecule of light that is matter, there are a billion particles of light that are not. This means matter is rare and special. We are incarnated light. There are prairie grass roots in the Midwest whose roots are 10,000 miles long. If you want to know how long that is, that's 5 round trips from West Grove to Disney World. 60% of your body, mine too, is made up of hydrogen atoms, which were first present in the fireball of our world 13 billion years ago. For those of us doing the math, how about the other 40%? It's made from atoms forged from stars in the last 5.5 billion years. We are truly made of stardust. Our bones are some of the most reliable building materials known to humanity. They can withstand the stress of 24,000 pounds per square inch, or 4 times that of steel or reinforced concrete. Yet, those bones live and grow back when broken. Thanks be to God. This is miraculous. For you and I, 1 square inch of our human skin contains the following on average: 19 million cells, 625 sweat glands, that might not be so excited, 90 oil glands, 65 hairs, 19 blood vessels, 19,000 sensory cells, and more than 20 million microscopic animals. We truly contain multitudes. Humans hear frequencies as high as 20,000 hertz, that's vibrations per second. Dolphins hear frequencies as high as 28,000 hertz per second. The human heart, incredible machine it is, weighs only a half a pound, but does the daily work equivalent of lifting a ton from the ground to the top of a building. Our hearts are intricately made. The litany of awe is ever expanding. I hope you'll add to it in the comments or email me a picture or something this week where you have experienced awe in creation. We discover the immensity and the intimate domain is intensity, an intensity of being, the intensity of being evolving into a vast perspective of intimate intensity. You and I, we need solitude and reflection to allow for that immensity around us with wonder and awe. Matthew Fox, who I spoke of earlier, writes on this topic. And his book, Project Awe, provides a contemplative blueprint for communities to think about opening themselves to intentional ways to experience AWE, which he explains explicitly. This kind of education is a blessing, not just for children, but for adults as well. The A is for ancestors. And Fox includes all those who have gone before us in humanity, as well as creation. The W is for wisdom and includes our relationships and the joy through which our knowledge can be understood and experienced. Awe is the beginning of wisdom. E is for education and highlights our creativity and courage, our compassion. Ancestors, wisdom, education are at the heart of a biblical understanding of all. Indeed, it's the psalmist who called us first to awe and wonder. In addition to Psalm 66, which Judy read for us today, we hear from Psalm 19. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Long before science could explain what the eye beheld in the night sky, the experience of awe was passed from generation to generation in the Psalms. Rabbi Abraham Herschel wrote this: "The beginning of our happiness lies in understanding that life without wonder is not worth living. What we lack is not a will to believe, but a will to wonder." If this sounds familiar, he was reflecting on the words I hope you have heard before. Unless you become like children, you will not see the kingdom of God. Jesus taught the disciples that their receptivity to what was going on around them was a barometer for getting to know God. Your receptivity is intrinsically related to how you have come to know God. During this time of being at home, our family has watched the ecosystem around our house. Watching robins and geese, cats and spiders, frogs and turtles brought to mind one of my favorite poems. Francis of Assisi wrote in the 13th century, out of his observations around the monastery, a poem called Sacraments. I once spoke to my friend, an old squirrel, about the sacraments. He got so excited and ran into the hollow of his tree and came back holding some acorns, an owl feather, and a ribbon he found. And I just smiled and said, "Yes, dear, you understand. Everything imparts God's grace." In these days of the meantime, as we wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit with the disciples and prepare for how we best care for one another, may you cultivate a daily dose of awe and wonder in God's creation and world. May you draw near to God, the Creator, who desires to be known through awe and wonder, asking questions and contemplations and research. Draw near to Jesus, the Christ, who shows up in places we didn't expect. And draw near to the Holy Spirit, who empowers and encourages us, convicts and comforts us as children of the one true God. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.